Lesson 8, Matthew 4. Introduction. Following his baptism, Jesus spent 40 days fasting and communing with Heavenly Father in the wilderness. After this experience, the devil tempted Jesus. Using Scripture, Jesus resisted each temptation. The Savior went to Galilee, where he called Peter and others to follow him, and went about teaching, preaching, and healing. Note: Determine pacing. Avoid the mistake of taking too much time on the first part of the lesson and having to rush through the rest of it. As you prepare, estimate how long each section of the lesson will take using the teaching methods you have chosen. Because you will most always have more material to teach than there is time to teach it, determine which portions of the scripture block to emphasize and which to summarize. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew 4, 1-11. Jesus resists the devil's temptations. Ask a volunteer to come to the front of the class. Challenge the student to focus on an item in the room for 30 seconds without looking away. Once the student begins, try to distract him or her from looking at the item. For example, you might display brightly colored items, make loud noises, or offer the student food. After 30 seconds, ask the student, "How did you do? Why were you able or unable to maintain your focus? What did you think about during the 30 seconds? Ask the class, "How is this experience like our efforts to stay focused on obeying Heavenly Father's commandments? What could the attempts to distract the student represent? Efforts to tempt to sin. Why does Satan tempt us to sin?" Ask students to think about the ways Satan tempts them to sin. Invite them as they study Matthew 4 to look for a principle they can apply to help them resist temptation. Explain that following his baptism, the Savior had an experience that helped prepare him for his earthly ministry. Invite a student to read Matthew 4 verses 1-2 aloud, using the corrections from the Joseph Smith translation in the footnotes for both verses. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus experienced in the wilderness. You may need to explain that in this context, the word commune means to be with or to have a close spiritual interaction. How would fasting and communing with Heavenly Father have helped Jesus prepare for his earthly ministry? After Jesus had spent this time in fasting and communion with his Father, what did Satan seek to do? Divide students into pairs. Provide each pair with a copy of the following chart or ask them to copy it in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Please refer to the chart on the bottom of page 26. Instruct students to read the designated verses in their pairs and to complete the chart. Before they start this activity, explain that the Joseph Smith translation corrects the statements in Matthew 4 verses 5 and 8 to show that the Spirit, not the devil, took the Savior to the different locations described in these verses. After students have completed the chart, invite several pairs to report what they wrote in each box. You might ask the following questions. What desire did Satan try to appeal to when he tempted Jesus, who had been fasting, to turn stones into bread? He tried to appeal to the desire to satisfy physical appetite. What was false about Satan's offer to give Jesus the kingdoms of the world? Satan promised rewards that were not his to give and that he could not provide. What else does this account illustrate about the devil's strategies to tempt us to sin? Satan targets our weakest or most vulnerable areas and repeatedly tempts us. Point out that Jesus would eventually satisfy his hunger and even turn an earthly substance into food. He would also receive divine confirmation of and assistance with his ministry, and he will one day rule the world. However, for Jesus to have obtained these desired ends in the way Satan tempted him, instead of waiting for the right time and the right way, would have been a selfish abuse of the Savior's power. Jesus would establish his divine identity as the Son of God in ways that aligned with Heavenly Father's will, not with Satan's bidding. What was similar about the Savior's responses to each temptation? Jesus responded to each of Satan's temptations by quoting from the Scriptures. Invite students to work in their pairs to write a principle we can learn from the Savior's example of resisting the devil's temptations. Ask several students to write the principles they identified on the board. As students share the principles they identified, emphasize the following principle. When we recall and apply truths taught in the Scriptures, we can resist the devil's temptations. If this truth isn't clearly represented among the students' principles, add it to the statements on the board. Point out that the Savior not only recalled scriptures that clarified the right course of action for each temptation, but He also applied the truths taught in those scriptures. Considering the principle we identified about the power of recalling and applying truths taught in the scriptures, why is it important to regularly study the scriptures? Give each pair of students a sheet of paper and ask them to make three columns on it. Instruct them to write in the first column three sins that youth their age might be tempted to commit. Ask them to write in the second column a way Satan tries to entice someone to commit each sin they wrote in column one. Direct students to exchange papers with another pair. Then instruct them to find a specific scripture reference that teaches truths someone could recall and apply when being tempted to commit each sin listed on the paper they received. You might invite students to refer to scripture mastery passages such as Genesis 39:9, John 14:15, or Doctrine and Covenants section 10 verse 5. Ask students to write the scripture references in the third column. After several minutes, invite a student from each pair to report the scripture reference they found for one of the temptations on their paper. Ask them to explain how that scripture could help us when we experience that temptation. When have you been strengthened and able to resist a temptation because you recalled and applied truths taught in the Scriptures? Remind students that they should not share experiences that are too personal or private. Invite students to write in their class notebooks or Scripture study journals a Scripture reference that they will recall and apply the next time they are tempted to sin. Encourage them to memorize the Scripture they chose. Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. Jesus dwells in Galilee. Summarize Matthew 4, verses 12 through 15 by explaining that following His experience in the wilderness, the Savior went to Galilee and dwelt in the city of Capernaum. Matthew noted that the Savior's ministry in Galilee fulfilled a prophecy made by Isaiah. See Isaiah 9, verses 1 through 2. Invite students to read Matthew 4, 16 silently. You may want to suggest that they mark what Isaiah prophesied would happen. Point out that from this prophecy, we learn that Jesus Christ brings light into the lives of those who are in darkness. Encourage students to look for how the Savior did this throughout His ministry. Summarize Matthew 4:17 by explaining that the Savior began to preach repentance in preparation for the kingdom of heaven being established among the people. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Jesus calls Peter and others to follow Him. Display the picture, calling of the fishermen. Point out that the two men at the front of the boat are Peter and his brother Andrew. What are they doing with the net? Explain that while other people likely viewed Peter and Andrew as ordinary fishermen, Jesus Christ saw their great potential and knew what they would become. In what ways are we like Peter and Andrew? As students continue to study Matthew 4, invite them to look for what we must do to become all that the Lord wants us to become. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Matthew 4, 18 through 22. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the interaction between the Savior and some fishermen. What did the Savior call Peter, Andrew, James, and John to do? What is a fisher of men? What would these men be sacrificing to follow the Savior and assist in His work? Why might this be difficult for them? Invite students to ponder how they would have responded if they had been one of these men. What did you notice about the response of these men? What does their immediate response to the Savior's invitation show about their character? Would these men do more good in their lives as fishermen or as fishers of men? Why? As illustrated in this account, what can happen if we immediately respond to the Savior's invitations to follow Him? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following principle. If we immediately respond to the Savior's invitations to follow Him, He can make more out of our lives than we can on our own. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. Ask the class to listen for how the Lord can make more out of our lives if we follow Him. Quote, "Men and women who turn their lives over to God will discover that He can make a lot more out of their lives than they can. He will deepen their joys, expand their vision, quicken their minds, strengthen their muscles, lift their spirits, multiply their blessings, increase their opportunities, comfort their souls, raise up friends, and pour out peace. Whoever will lose his life in the service of God will find eternal life." End quote. From Jesus Christ, Gifts and Expectations, Ensign, December 1988. When have you, or someone you know, experienced similar blessings for leaving behind worldly concerns in order to follow the Savior? As you consider the blessings we receive by following the Savior, why do you think it is important to respond immediately to the Savior's invitations to follow Him? Invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals a response to the following question. How can you better respond to the Savior's invitations to follow Him? Encourage students to apply what they wrote. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 through 25. Jesus goes about Galilee teaching, preaching, and healing. Ask students to read Matthew 4, 23 through 25 silently, looking for the Savior's actions. You may want to suggest that students mark what they find. Explain that specific instances of the Savior's teaching, preaching, and healing will be studied throughout the Gospels. Conclude by testifying of the truths students identified in this lesson.